In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. Flavors, art, neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium. Last summer, in the middle of a packed stadium, I lost track of my friends after a long seventh-inning stretch. One quick message and a shared location later, we found each other without missing the next pitch. And when the walk-off hit came, I had the video uploaded and shared before I even left my seat. And on the days I can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Legal disclaimer. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025.
Jake from State Farm. I'm winning. I finally cleaned my house, so I'm breaking out my new tropical room spray.
Keep winning and create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. It's like your own personal paradise.
Ooh, hey, grab me a coconut water.
Bundling, just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Hey, Blake is joining us. It's second date update, of course. Blake, let's hop right to it. Tell us a little bit about your date with Michelle.
Hey, so, we went out a couple weeks ago, had a nice time. We were definitely into each other, and I thought I'd be seeing her again, to tell you the truth, but, yeah, hasn't happened yet.
Okay. And where did you go on your date? What'd you do?
We went out to seafood.
Okay, cool.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, it's great.
Real quick, Blake, like, so when you say, hey, we had a great time, and obviously she's not getting back to you now, like, were there laughs? Like, how do you know she had a great time? You know what I mean?
Yeah, we definitely shared some laughs. Okay. I don't know, just like vibes. We were vibing it out. I hope I didn't do something.
Yeah. Like something wrong or what?
Yeah, I mean, something wrong or say something. Like, yeah. Okay. I'm just going through my head these past couple weeks.
Well, can you think of anything that might have been a little awkward on your date? A red flag, orange flag, anything?
Like, my fish was undercooked, so I did send the fish back, and maybe she wasn't cool with that.
What do you get when the fish is undercooked? It's not salmonella.
I don't know.
That's too obvious.
Well, like, you weren't rude about it, right? Were you polite?
I mean, yeah, I think I was polite.
Okay. All right. I'll tell you what. Let's just get Michelle on the line, Blake. We know you like her. You want to see her again, and that's the bottom line here. So let's see what she's got to say, especially when it comes to seeing you again for a second date. So I want you to hold on. We're going to play a quick song, come right back. The second half, second date update with Blake and Michelle next, right here on The Wolf.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Blake felt great after his first date with Michelle, feeling like he would see her again.
You know, we went out a couple weeks ago, had a nice time. We were definitely into each other, and I thought I'd be seeing her again.
So did something happen between then and now, or did something happen on the date that's giving Michelle second thoughts? Let's call, see if she'll join us, and find out.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Can we speak to Michelle, please?
This is Michelle. Who's this?
Hi, Michelle. Good morning, and thanks for answering. And we're not calling selling anything, nothing like that. Let me tell you who we are. We're Thunder and PT, and we co-host the morning radio show here on 102.9 The Wolf.
Good morning, Michelle.
And we're calling to ask you this morning. I know, it's a little weird. Yeah.
Wait, the radio show?
Yes.
Yeah, Thunder and PT.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, well, typically we don't get that reaction, which is nice, and so this we might be able to answer a question we have, but we're calling to ask you about a date you recently went on with a gentleman named Blake.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and you obviously, Michelle, remember, so would you mind telling us about it?
Yeah, it was not the best time.
Okay. Can you tell us, like, why you don't really want to see him again? Like, what happened?
Yeah, I can. He's a huge cheapskate.
A huge cheapskate?
Really?
So I know you guys went out to dinner, and was the place just super expensive, or was he just being cheap?
He was cheap. I wanted to get the crab special, and he said not to. He's like, it's way overpriced. Oh. And I said, okay, well, what about the surf and turf? And he's like, and then I just said, then he turned to me and looked at the menu and said, what about the crab cakes? And I looked, and they were the cheapest thing on the menu.
Okay.
So he just wanted me to get the cheapest thing.
Yo, that place was way overpriced. Who's going to pay for it? Like, who's going to pay those prices?
Yeah, hold on. Blake, yeah, hold on. Michelle, yeah, that's Blake. So,
Blake, hold on real quick. Michelle, we talked to Blake on our show here just a couple of minutes ago. We had to hold on in case we were able to get a hold of you, and obviously we did. And so, but Blake, do you know what she's talking about, you being cheap?
Well, no, I wasn't being cheap. It's just, it's overpriced. It's so, who's going to pay for all that stuff? That's crazy.
Well, then don't go out to dinner if you can't afford. I mean, I don't think anything you were asking for on the menu, Michelle, was really outrageous. Do you?
No, he chose the place, too. Like you said, don't bring me to a place you don't want to pay for anything at.
Look, I thought it would be nice. I'm sorry.
Well, it would have been nicer if I didn't have to pull the waiter over and ask for a separate check so I could get what I wanted.
Yeah, and were you aware of that, that she did that, Blake, that she paid for her own meal? Because you didn't mention that when we talked to you a few minutes ago.
Yeah, she said she wanted a separate check.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so did you see her pull the waiter over to say, well, it'll be separate checks, or you found that out when the checks came at the end of the dinner?
I saw her do it. She did it at the table.
So then you weren't still upset. Did his demeanor change then after you decided to pay for your own meal, Michelle?
Yeah, I was determined to at least enjoy my food.
Right.
I was at the restaurant. I got what I wanted.
Yeah.
But, bad first impression. Yeah.
Did it bother you that you had to pay? I mean, would you have, if it started out from the beginning and just like, hey, we're going to pay our own way, would you have been okay with that, Michelle?
If I had known we were going to split it from the start, maybe it would have been better. But to pick a place specifically, be really excited about it, tell me we're going to meet there, and then take me out and tell me not to get it. Like, the way he was saying, like, you shouldn't get that. It's overpriced. It's, like, expensive. I don't know. It's like, well, clearly you don't want to pay for this. Like, you're not going to do this. So it just kind of put me in this position where I'm like, I guess I am doing this. And it just doesn't feel nice.
Yeah.
Michelle, did Blake ask you out on the date? Did he say, hey, you want to go out to dinner? I've got to play whatever. What do you think? Do you like fish? What do you say? We just went over to... Yeah. Okay.
It was all his idea. So it made it feel like he was taking me out.
It wasn't like you were getting the... I mean, it wasn't Crab Fest. I don't think that's till the end of June.
Yeah.
So maybe the prices were a little higher.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, Blake. And here's the thing, man. If you're struggling at all from a standpoint of, like, you know, say financially or whatever, it's like...
We'll give you PT's number and you can call him and he can Venmo you.
Well, but it's hard to focus on dating and providing for others. Like, you kind of, I don't want to say, like, get your stuff sort of figured out a little bit first, you know? Like,
no,
it's hard.
You bring up a good point, PT, because you don't want to go into a place. You pick the place, but you don't want to go in there thinking, being anxious about having to pay for the bill at the end. You just want to have a nice conversation and get to know.
It's going to get you off off your game.
Does that make any sense at all, Blake, or you haven't said anything?
Yeah, no, I get it.
Okay.
I messed up.
Yeah, listen, we're not trying to beat you up or anything like that. It's just, if she wants to order that, then you got to kind of be prepared. If you asked her out, then if she wants to order the...
You almost got to be prepared to a certain degree for the most expensive thing on the menu or whatever, you know?
Maybe, Blake, don't feel like you have to overly impress somebody on a first date with the place you pick.
Yeah. Michelle, thanks for answering. Thanks for picking up, okay? Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Anyway.
All right, well, there we go. You know,
hey,
that's what we do here.
Kicking off the week with another success story on Second Date Update.
More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. Flavors. Art. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium. Last summer, in the middle of a packed stadium, I lost track of my friends after a long seventh-inning stretch. One quick message and a shared location later, we found each other without missing the next pitch. And when the walk-off hit came, I had the video uploaded and shared before I even left my seat. And on the days I can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Legal disclaimer. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025.
Jake from State Farm. I'm winning. I finally cleaned my house, so I'm breaking out my new tropical room spray.
Keep winning and create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. It's like your own personal paradise.
Ooh, hey, grab me a coconut water.
Bundling, just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.